Yes.
Hi. Gut.
Roxanne.
Hi, Walter. How are you? Hi, Stefano. Long time no see.
Hello, everybody. Just a
Hello.
curiosity, what is this AI assistant taking notes?
So I'm trying to use this new feature of Zoom that makes summaries of meetings automatically. I don't know if it works well, but because I never tried, but it's a new
But
feature.
where is it, Walter? While we wait.
Where is it?
Yes, where do you find this assistant?
It's in
Ah,
the
AI companion.
That's right.
Ah, I cannot ask questions.
Yeah, because so I can also probably give you the right. For instance, now I ask the assistant who is connected to get a list of connected people, and he gave me the list. It gave me the list.
Oh.
Yeah, it's useful. But I think you can ask a question such as
What time is it?
what was discussed during the meeting without having the full summary, the full account, and then it gives you a summary.
Fantastic.
It
A little bit worrying, anyway.
will make a meeting just to connect.
Walter, can you share the agenda of the meeting?
Yeah,
Do we
so
have it?
by mail.
Because I might upload on Indigo the slides I presented at the closed meeting of the ADC.
And I sent it by email, but essentially there was a report from the
So
report.
we don't have an Indigo page.
I don't know. Well, no, no, but
But I think it would be useful
we might in
because,
the future.
yeah,
We
because
might.
that could host the minutes of the meeting taken by your AI companion.
Yes, Indigo page, it's a good idea.
And we might upload materials that are being discussed there.
It's a good idea. Okay, so the topics to be discussed is report. Well, what can I do? Report from the latest high level DRDC meeting and MOU discussions, update of bylaws, approval of new groups.
Okay.
So, well.
And Walter, just to make sure, the vote will be on a sheet after so that even if people were not there can vote.
Yeah, maybe the vote we can take it offline. Yes, fine. But I would like to have a discussion here.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, I created the Indico page in the meantime and I send in the chat the link.
Did you tell the AI companion to create the Indico page?
No. Okay, let's wait a little bit more that people connect. Now we have 4, 8, 12, 16, 18, 19 people. Let's wait a little bit. So the CB members are 79 at present. So if we had to vote, would be need to be 31, which is we are far from that separately, but okay. Also, to have a discussion, it would be good to be more. So, Siemat will be represented in this meeting by Jose Crespo.
Yeah, hi everyone.
Hi. And there are apologies from Oberlack, Scovel, and Busto. Okay, in 1 minute we start anyway.
I would suggest to start, no, Walter.
Okay, let's start. Then people will connect maybe later. So the first topic I would say is the report from this meeting with the DRDC and of the DRDC and with the management of CERN. And discussions on the MOU. I don't know if you want to speak, Juliana or Roxanne.
Yes. I was there and unfortunately, I have not prepared slides for this meeting with a summary, but I think that I might start by showing, first of all, telling you that the public session, if anybody has missed it, was quite interesting. For me, it was interesting to have the opportunity to look the current status. To have an overview of the current status of the other DRDs and also some insight in what they are doing with the MOU. And I will come back to this, but one thing that I may anticipate is that there is a quite spread reaction, let's say, to the process that was proposed and set up by CERN. Research division for the MOU signing. My impression is that there is a mismatch between the development of the process at CERN, which assumes the proposals, all the DRD proposals are approved by the funding agencies that are part of the CERN Council. And that were part so of the approval at CERN of the DRDs. And given the for granted that all the funding agencies are already involved in DDRD's projects, they assume that we are able to carry out the normal process that is common to all experiments, all CERN experiments, of having approved projects in each country from each of the funding agencies, and also some funding, if not all the funding, at least some funding for the common activities. The mismatch between is due to the fact that this is not true. Not all the funding agencies are already on board. Sometimes the process of approval of the funding requests that have been submitted by DDRDs in many countries have not been completed yet. But there are also countries where the funding agencies have not received proposals, let's say, formal proposals. And so the situation is a little bit messy. And I think the conclusion that I drew from the closed meeting, and that maybe Roxanne can also comment, she was also present, was that we need to really create a forum for the funding agencies and the different institutions that are part of this of our collaboration. And this forum should be, in my opinion, the resources board, which we have not set up yet. So at the end, what I got from as a message from mostly from Joachim Nick, who has a strong position on that, is that CERN will not be the promoter of this forum. CERN expects us to set up the forum and start the discussions about the collaborative agreements within the collaboration. So this is the very top-level executive summary I can give. I leave the word to Roxanne in order for her to give a first comment on this. She was also present. Or otherwise, I can show you the, and after that, I can show you a little bit of detail on the materials that were discussed.
Yeah, I don't have much to add, Juliana. You summarized well. I think, yeah, we'll have to see what the others do. And I think soon it's going to be a uniform decision between most DRDs. So.
So, Walter, on this, I would like you to take note and really start a discussion after my presentation about setting up this resources board in the collaboration.
Okay.
Anyway, the presentation that all the DRDs gave were focused mainly on the memorandum of understanding preparation. Some DRDs also gave some details about the progress of the activities because CERN is assuming that having approved the experiments, all the activities have started more or less on the 1st of January 2024. From this point of view, and thanks to the hard work of Roxanne, who did most of the work, we were appreciated. Our presentation was appreciated because we showed the actual activities that are going on thanks to existing funding or existing projects. So this was good for us. Let me share a little bit what I have here. The public presentation was already shared with you. I have also this presentation, which was shown in the closed session, which I will upload on the Indico after the meeting. Anyway, the first slides were only a report on our organization, on the steps we took since the kickoff meeting last February in order to set up the collaboration structure, the current structure with the bylaws that were approved already on April 2024. The selection and election of the management in with all the task leaders and the work package coordinators, the spokespersons, the chair of the institutional board, and the work that actually started in a collaborative way, essentially after the summer, with the topical workshops. And then I gave a snapshot of the memorandum of understanding drafting. This document has also been shared with you. It was shared with Helge Meinhard on November 8th as required, but we also asked the RDC committee not to make it public because of the concerns that had been raised by many members of the collaboration board on showing the opportunity of showing commitments that were not agreed yet with the institutions and with the funding agencies. This was a good choice because it was more or less the choice of all the other DRDs. Many have not prepared, filled the tables, let's say, and those who have filled the tables had the same concerns that we had. So this was general attitude. Then I showed, can you see the slide? I see the,
Yes.
okay. I showed the composition of the collaboration board. This is the current snapshot on the 13th of November with the new members that increased during the last months thanks to new participations of new institutions, with a very large participation from USA, which was also discussed explicitly because of the parallel process in being carried out in the US. The CPAD process, on which it was underlined that it is important to pair, let's say, to which we should pair. So it was appreciated that for the RD2, the working packages envisaged, or the RD, let's say, the equivalent DRD envisaged in the CPAD process are parallel to our work packages so that they can be superimposed. This was appreciated. What else? We then showed this, let's say, summary of the distribution of the pledges that are in the tables, in the provisional tables. And we highlighted the fact that they are evenly distributed across tasks. As you can see, here are the distribution of FTE. For physics, let's say physicist and PhD plus engineer plus technicians across all the deliverables, which were summarized in a smaller number with respect to the past. They were assembled, aggregated, let's say, with a very strong contribution to deliverable 3.1, which is liquid scintillator efforts, sorry, water-based liquid scintillator efforts in the US. A similar histogram for funding, but I think this is really preliminary because many institutions have not shown their commitments. And then general report on the status of advancement of the different tasks and the different deliverables. We had the opportunity on the very last days before the meeting to carry out a survey, let's say, of the status of the advancement of the different deliverables. So the most important slides are the last ones where Roxanne and I summarized the issues. So this complication of the interaction with the funding agencies and participating institutions, and the need to set up a resource board in order to make some step forward. Also, we asked CERN to take the lead in order to set up this forum, but as I said, the CERN was not available to act as a promoter for this table of discussion. We anticipated that the very few funds have been allocated explicitly to the RD2 for 2025, and those that are allocated for 2025 are mostly under generic R&D streams or within existing projects. And finally, we underline that most groups don't want to commit any deliverable and asked to participate to the collaboration through working groups instead of the work packages. The summary was that we are well advanced on our structure and organization, that we have a promising initial engagements from participating groups, where we observe the exchanges of ideas and new collaborative activities, and also common funding requests. All these happened in 2024. There was also a growth of the collaboration thanks to the new insti seven institutions at that time, but now we have new ones joining the collaboration. And the next step will be to establish this working group, which will be there to accept the institutions that cannot commit to work packages. So this was the presentation from us. I have a list of bullet points that I also would like to mention before concluding. The bullet point, the only one that I did not mentioned yet are two. One is, in my opinion, which I formed at the opportunity to shape, assisting, let's say, being a spectator to the public presentation of the other DRDs. I think that it would be extremely beneficial to our collaboration to set up a common fund. I would like to make this statement, because I know that we almost unanimously agreed that we didn't want for the moment a common fund, and that's the lines along which we are preparing and drafting the memorandum of understanding. On the other hand, it is evident to me that if we did have a common fund, we could more easily accommodate some collaborative activities that are needed, in my opinion, in order to really start up, let's say, the collaboration at CERN. A few ideas about how we could make a good use of even a small common fund per institution can be found, for instance, in the presentation from the AD1. If you look at the slides, which are public on the web, that they presented at the open session, this is a list of the use they are proposing to do of their common fund. Support of collaboration meetings, support for conferences and awards specific for the AD1. Common projects, investment for specific studies and in the different work packages of the collaboration, support for common test facilities, support for school and training. This last topic, which was also proposed in one of our working groups that we didn't activate yet, but is an important one, that of training outreach and knowledge exchange in the collaboration, in their case, is already concrete. They've already organized a specific school for gas detectors at CERN, attracting PhD students and giving the opportunity to go to the collaboration to really do something together. I think this is a very, very good idea. I would like us to copy. And for this reason, I would like to propose here to discuss the possibility of actually having a common fund in the collaboration. Additionally, I think that that could convince some of the participating institutions and funding agencies to actually provide some funding, although very little, because we could, let's say, envisage a very small common participant. Let's say quote to ask to each participating institution to participate. So this was one of the things that I learned, let's say, at the meeting. Another thing is that it is extremely important that we manage to have a CERN group in the collaboration. So I think we should we did some efforts in this sense at the during the past year, but I think we should really focus on this and try to create a CERN group which could join formally the collaboration, because it is very important for the DRDC that in particular our DRD makes a good use of the neutrino platform and of the infrastructures that are at CERN. So I hope I was synthetic enough, and I am here if you have questions.
Done.
Yeah, just about the comment for Giulietta, that's it is a dream in a sense, right? I understand what you're talking about, that it would be nice to have this, but I think we have to be careful here, because we had groups that have already applied for fundings and we told them that there was no common fund. So many people have submitted 3 years proposals without requesting any. So it's too late for this round, but I think we need to plan for this for the future for sure. But we should just be careful in if we were to make a decision like this, how to implement it, not to penalize anybody.
Okay, thank you. Davide?
Yes, just about this subject, I'm a little bit confused about your last slide, Juliana. So if I make the sum of all the budget is about 300 kilo euros, and they are asking 3 kilo euro per institute. I don't think they have 100 institutes participating to the RDM
They
only
do.
one. So they do? They have it?
Yes.
100 institutes? Wow,
Minimum.
okay. That's much. Okay. Thank you.
But by the way, we are so far 79 and we are now voting for other five. So we are also topping to that level. Vitaly.
I understand that what Juliana was saying, and I also thought that maybe small common fund would facilitate our relationships with CERN, because from what I know, CERN is very focused on money, and common fund would help us to maybe to relax a little bit these relationships. On the other hand, I also have to reinforce what Roxana said, and from our side, for instance, I would have difficulties to justify paying to common fund for DRD2, because the project I have now is focused on DRD1, so I have money to pay for common fund to DRD1. But our activity is at the edge, so we do something with liquids and also double phases, and so it is somewhat shared. So what I'm saying that I would say maybe 1,000 euros per institution, maybe one could hide somewhere officially I would be able to pay it directly, I would say. The 3,000 per institution that DRD1 recollect, they will keep it, and they investors, maybe you notice the most spending of this fund is on common projects. So we don't have it yet, maybe, but
Vitaly,
it is good to have it.
I don't want to interrupt, but I would like to mention that I am of the same opinion as you. In case we want to discuss it, my proposal would be to keep it below or at the level of 1 kilo euro, not as large as the other one. Yes, I forgot to mention, but I agree with you. Should be very low in case we want to discuss it.
DRD1 is inherited from RD51, so everything is settled and everything is working well, and there is already funding from funding agencies coming to the DRD1 just as a continuation. In Portugal, for DRD2, everything should be set from zero. So when Walter asked me to fill up the form, who is the funding agency, I said, I am funding agency. So I will fund DRD1 from my projects that I will occasionally maybe even get from our Portuguese funding agency. So I don't see the funding agency in Portugal signing any MOU for DRD2 or for any other. By the way, DRD1 never asked, or RD51 formally never asked to sign any agreement with the funding agency. It was enough that we pay common fund, and that's all. That's it. How do we pay common fund? It's our problem. Okay, that's what I
Great.
wanted to say. So
Carla.
so I am very, very much afraid if they will ask us to sign by our funding agency, national funding agency, it will fail. Thank you.
Carla.
So I totally agree with Tali, but it's everybody has his own situation. So I think that $3K is too much. Maybe one we can find in the pledges of other fund, but you see, it's a bit also counterintuitive or somehow strange. For instance, INFN funds funded with small amount of money, really small amount of money, some of these items or activities that we marked as DRD2, and now we should take from these funds something for the common funds of DRD2. It's a bit strange, I mean. Okay, on the other side, I instead fully, so I think it will be quite difficult. On the other side, I totally agree, and it would be, I'm quite enthusiastic of this possibility of having, let's say, some activities with PhD students or educational activities. This, I think, should be, we should pursue that and find way to do it, to actively pursue this. On the side of the common fund, I found it's difficult. 1K per institution would be probably the maximum we can dare. We can live with, given the actual status of the funding. I mean, that is zero
Very
like, close to zero.
good. Roxanne?
But I think we can also explore different ways of getting this funding, right? Because of what just said, if there were something that we wanted to do with a school, or even when we do the collaboration, right? We're going to have to pay. Like, that means there is a registration fee that everybody has to pay. So if you add what you're going to have to pay for the RD2, you know, with the travel and stuff, at the end it's the same. But if we could ask people to organize a school for people who have some funding, there are funding in different countries for the this training activities, and so hopefully we can find, because these are good ideas.
So, Roxanne, let me say that Carla is not wrong in the sense that while in order to send PhD students or yourself to give a lecture to some training initiative like a school, you should anyway put some money, of course. If this money goes through the label of common fund, this is very good for our relation with CERN. Very, very good. So you have the same amount of money that you invest, and you are able also to sign yourself the memorandum of understanding, because this was not clear, but I will repeat. Each of us can sign personally, can sign as an institution representative. There is no need to have a funding agency. CERN is not requesting this.
No, I
Okay.
know. It's just that I feel, you know, we have signed letters to several of our members in the last 5 months that stated that there was no common fund for the next grant period. So we have to find a way that we don't penalize these people. So it's a touchy change.
That's why it's of course something that the collaboration board has to discuss and see if there is a showstopper like this.
And also, we have to, when you make a decision like this, you have to decide what is the consequence of not paying it. If we have members that cannot, they've tried everything and somehow they cannot pay it, what does it mean? Are they out
Oh, of
or,
course,
yeah?
yes, of course. Also, as I don't see any other comments, before asking Walter to go to the next item on the agenda, I would like to report that it was discussed at the closed meeting of the DRDC that this resource board is very important because we need to have national contacts, by which I don't mean the ECFA national contacts, our national contacts, regional representatives that are those who speak to the funding agencies involved in our collaboration. Or, of course, and/or the institutions that are participating. So, this resource board is really urgent also for the discussions that are going to be held with the RDC itself.
Just to clarify, national contacts, you mean people who belong to the RD2 or external to the RD2?
We first of all need to have our own. National contacts. This was actually already sketched in the proposal. If you look at the original proposal of the RD2, we had what we called a finance board that was made of regional representatives, more or less representing the different funding sources. This committee now should be called Resources Board, according to the nomenclature that is in the Memorandum of Understanding. And at a certain point, at the moment of the signature of the Memorandum of Understanding, it should also include representatives of the funding agencies and participating institutions. But first of all, we need to identify our own internal members that can more or less represent the funding streams of regions or institutions. We know, for instance, that we have different groups from the same institutions, no? So they will have a single representative, I suppose, in this board.
Okay.
And that's all on my side.
Just a question though for, so I understand why it's important because you really well highlighted all the issues with not having this, but for the time being, why can't we just use the CB as acting as, I think we have several representation per country, but we could just ask these guys to find one person that could then report. Because
Yes, but this is okay. We can discuss here all the issues, but at some point we need to invite this resource board, the representative of the institutions, of the funding agencies, external to the collaboration. Those who are.
but then it will take time to set that up, right? In the UK, we don't have that person yet.
Who will speak with the funding agency STSC? You have to define. Who will speak to INFM? You have to define. Who will speak to BMBF? We have to define. It cannot be 10 people.
You remember, Roxanne, you asked this question to the DRDC and they gave you this re response.
Yeah, but then what I'm worried about is we were asking them not to let the DRD reps talk to them because it would be 8 DRD times 2 spokes going to or CB chair to go talk to these people. That would be 18 in total. And now we are going to do the inverse where we're going to have 10 or 12 people going to talk to these things individually. We're kind of sending down the line, right?
I don't, the answer from you did the same question. You asked
I
the same
know.
questions. And the answer of Joachim Nick was that's why the Memorandum of Understanding is such a rigid object that was agreed by the DRDC and provided to all the DRDs. A single Memorandum of Understanding so that this problem is simplified. But sooner, in order to have somebody discussing the signature of the Memorandum of Understanding, CERN will not be useful to create a forum. So we have to do it ourselves. We cannot do anything else.
Yeah, but with our current way of doing things, 85% of our collaboration will sign as institutions. Like Vitaly mentioned, that he's the funding agency. I'm the funding agency at Manchester. And then we have few people that need their funding agencies, right? For different reasons. I think INFM might be one of these examples where things need to be better coordinated. So maybe for now, because I'm just trying on the practical sense, in the long term, we need this for sure. But to end up to sign this memorandum, maybe the countries that know that have to do this, we could set up that smaller, so that they can show that INFN and whatever other countries that need to sign as a real funding agency all agree. I think France is the same, IN233. So maybe we could do it this way. Yeah, this one.
Okay, that is one thing. Another thing could be and the possibility also, I don't know, German groups could decide to have a representative, UK groups could have a representative, of course, on the basis of what you desire. But we
Yes,
need
I
to.
don't know what the other people like, depending on their country, how that will work. Do anybody have an opinion on this? This is literally just to ensure that we can facilitate the signature of the MOUs.
I fear that for INFN, maybe I dropped for a while the contacts with the Zoom call. But for INFN, it will be extremely difficult in this moment to have to sign the MOU, because there is no. So for INFN, only a INFN representative can sign the MOU usually. The MOUs, not only this one, but the others. And until it's not clear the status of the funding from CERN, from other institution, I don't know if INFN is ready to sign the TRD2 and the
Okay,
other TRD.
maybe on this I can give you some piece of information.
My discussion with Oliviero, it was absolutely not ready to do that INFN. So I don't know if you have other information, but I think
Yes,
I
because
doubt.
yes, I have, because I have acted in representation of the DRD2 with INFN. At the meeting, we met also the a few national contacts. I'm talking about the ECFA national contacts for Spain, for Italy. They were there. There was also the executive member of the INFN board. So there were many people. So what's going on? There is a discussion ongoing between the different national contacts across Europe in ECFA. They have been discussing among them. So that's why I said that the DRDs are providing more or less the same resistance toward this memorandum of understanding. There is a discussion ongoing involving the national contacts and the funding agencies. Concerning INFN repeated that they are going to sign the memorandum of understanding. But they don't agree on the current version of the memorandum of understanding. In particular, there is a strong discussion concerning the work packages tables. No funding agencies, including INFN, thinks it is necessary for an R&D activity to have a specific commitment on specific deliverables that it is not possible to guarantee. Because it's an R&D, so you can deliver or not deliver.
What I
And
was saying, Julian, exactly that. I just wrap up. I didn't give detail, but INFN is not ready in the
not
present
ready to sign
version.
the work, the annexes. So what they are doing is that they are pushing together with all the other countries in order to sign the MOU in the general part without the annex.
Not exactly, but now we have another problem, namely that we are structuring and we're organizing everything on the basis of this table, of this deliverable, of this work package. So I mean, you understand that is
No, Carla, so there is a
a
little
bit
bit of confusion. The work packages are
contradictory
there. The work packages are
situation.
there for all the DRDs. They all have the deliverables, the milestones, and everything. But funding agencies would not like to have a signature on the work packages.
I
If
understand.
you have that, yeah, so it's very easy and very near objective, let's say, because you just have to transform the annexes into addenda. And that will solve the situation. And that's my.
Yeah, but on the other side, on the side of funding, if you don't have the work packages and the deliverable, it will be, let's say, is a boomerang somehow, because is a signature of a memorandum understanding that is emptied of deliverable and work packages. So
Yes, and as you read on the
this is
memorandum,
the drawback I see.
there's no drawback because it's an agreement to collaborate on those research activities. So that's more or less the executive summary of the general part of the memorandum of understanding.
Yeah, and the funding that INFN will put will be based on what? If there are no work packages and not, it will be assigned to what? This
It's
is the point.
a different problem. CERN is not concerned
I'm
with
not speaking of
our
CERN, I'm speaking
capability of
about
funding.
INFN, for instance.
No, CERN doesn't care about where you take the funding from. They are only caring that you need to sign an agreement of collaboration. Otherwise, you are not allowed to be a CERN experiment.
Okay, my question now is, if we are discussing about also doing real activities and having fund, if INFN, for instance, or other institution will not sign deliverable and work packages, I'm wondering how they can assign fund. This is my question. I mean, it's not an immediate problem that prevent our meeting and our talking, but I see as a, let's say, a drawback for the completion of the activities themselves. Because if you don't have, so if it is an empty container and there is no agreement on this, on the activities that are outlined in tables of the activities and work packages and deliverable. So this is my point.
Roxanne.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have to wrap up that discussion soon because we need to finish in an hour. But I think we are trying to make people's life as easy as possible. But along the way, there are things that are getting complicated. So it's really good to hear. So if, again, from this discussion, there are still people that have worries because in their country, the way it's done, there are exceptions or something that needs to be done, we should be made aware so we can try to address them. But as Vitaly said, in the past on the RD, they didn't have to sign the MOUs and they still managed to get funding, right? So we're hoping to kind of fit in between these two things at the end. For everybody, it's much simpler if we can just sign the MOUs, the generic parts, because then we can continue to do things and we can support and we can send letter of supports for people who apply for funding. And we still have these deliverables. Those are still our scientific goals. So I think, yeah, we're just trying to make it as practical and easy for everybody.
Italy.
Yeah, I would. I think that a memorandum of understanding should reflect somehow some concretics, should have some concretics, and we have work packages. Work packages already define what we are going to do in general, what are directions, and all. So if we separate milestones and the deliverables from work packages and put them in addenda, having work packages in the MOU, I think that would. It could solve the situation, because what is our main worry is that our deliverables are too much verifiable, and they, as Carlos said, they may be done, maybe not unsuccessful also, but the funding agency will use these deliverables just to say that you did it, you did not, and get money or don't get money, so. So what I'm saying that it's good to have work packages in our main document, but maybe deliverables and the milestones can be moved somewhere else. Thanks.
Yeah, and we are exploring what the other groups are going to do. That there are several ways of doing this. I think seriously, the last administrative hurdle here is for the few countries that have to sign the MOU as a proper funding agency. These are the people that are not comfortable, the funding agencies, to sign something that is very concrete with very detailed deliverables. So that's the last little bit. Because if you sign as your own, you don't care. Nobody is gonna, there is no legal issue or even concerns there. It's really for those few countries.
I just want to add, when we ask money for DRD1, for instance, the argument which works very well that we are able to say there is such a work package, we are doing something for this work package, and for that we ask money. So it is good to have something there, but not too much, too precise, I would say.
Can I ask you, Roxana and Giuliana, to tell us what are the next steps for this MOU signing or MOU delivery? Of course, not for the general part, which is agreed, but for the addenda. The
Technically, we
next.
have solved, from everybody that we've heard, we've solved all the individual cases, which, if we have to sign the full thing, the people who had concerns are in the working groups. So they remain in our deliverables, but in the annex, they are not in the deliverables. So this way, right now, everybody should be able to sign the MOUs tomorrow if we needed to. The reason we're not doing this is because a bigger storm has been unleashed by all the DRDs, and now there are some discussion at a higher level. But technically, we are kind of done. We need to do what Juliana just said. If the countries that have funding agencies, it would be good to have names of representatives so we can have a more coherent discussion. But this will happen in parallel based on what we're told from the top.
So there are no dates for MOU signatures.
Not right now. They keep saying as soon as possible, but yeah, it's not happening yet.
Okay. Very good. Other questions on the topic of MOU?
The only thing, Walter, that I would like to add is that there was a follow-up meeting after the RDC meeting. Unfortunately, I was not present. I don't know whether you or Xan could be present. No. Anyway, following that meeting, my understanding is that now CERN will proceed to send the MOUs to the participant institutions and funding agencies for signature. So this process is going in a complete parallel way and it will go on. So we will receive a document to be signed. And then we will have to discuss this. So I think that in this time we should set up a more restricted place where this can actually, with those who have to sign, when this can actually be discussed. So if I'm not wrong, Walter, you had a survey on who is going to sign the MOU.
Yes, but honestly, I don't. I didn't finalize it, so I have to finalize it.
Yeah, so maybe that's the most urgent step, next step.
Okay.
Just think that we cannot even add our institutions on the CERN website because until they don't sign a memorandum of understanding, they cannot be on the grey book. So I think this is our next step.
Yes, I think it's important for people also who need to come to CERN to have the access to the CERN facilities also. Not everybody is subscribed to other CERN experiments. Maybe in this group, most of people are not subscribed. Okay. So there were other two topics in the agenda that are quite short because we don't have the quorum to vote, so we have to vote offline. One is the new CD candidate institutes, and I may share just this page because I'm taking minutes at the same time of the meeting, so I noted down here the group. So there is this group from France, LPSC LSM, but with PI Silvia Scorza. They also sent an expression of interest with the details of what the participation is that I share with you in a mail. There is Nikef with PI Tina Polman. They sent a wish to join, but they didn't send an expression of interest. I will poll them again. So there is University of Saragossa, PI Marisa Sarsa, expression of interest available, Open University again. And also this morning I got an expression of interest with some details from Solne Rembold, who represent Imperial College London. So this is good. Then we had other two groups, which apparently offer some work inside the working groups, which are Complutense, Madrid, and University of Amsterdam, but they didn't answer my mail, which I sent a few times. So I will keep asking them to send me information. But if I don't get any information from them, I will ask offline to vote for this group to join. They all want to participate in our activities. And then there is the other thing, which is the light constitution. So in this case, we have already voted for the constitution, but when the general MOU was circulated, it was clear that some of our rules are in contradiction to what is proposed by the DRDC. And then I produced a modified version that I also circulated, that here you have something colored in red, which is what I changed. And I adapted our light constitution with including or modifying some rules according to what was proposed by the CERN. For instance, the definition of a resource board, which was not included, as Juliana said, in our structure. And some other things that have changed name, but you can read it because I circulated to you. So I will also recirculate it probably next week, and asking for an offline vote of this before we put it inside our MOU, because I mean, Constitution is of course part of MOU, but I think needs to be approved separately.
Alter, would you like to highlight the most important changes in case that
Yeah,
there is?
this one is the most important, the resource board addition, according to what CERN requested. So the text that was suggested by the way by CERN is that it includes one representative per funding agency, with this definition of funding agency that we have discussed several times, that it also includes single groups in case the funding comes on single groups. And there should be a chairperson. They will receive financial report from the resource coordinator, and they are involved in the planning of the budget. And it's also actively involved in the creation, extension, and premature termination work packages. The resource board is chaired by the resource coordinator, which at the interim, it's me, but in the future will be a specific person appointed by the CV with a vote. So then the management board was not changed. Finance review committee, again, we had some text, but I deleted because it was said during the CERN meeting that some of these things are defined in the general conditions that apply to all CERN experiments, so we should just refer to them without repeating the text, because general conditions may change and it should be always in accordance to what is stated by the general conditions, which are the top level memorandum of understanding of CERN. And then there was some requirement in the elections of a spokesperson, which I included here, and about the but this is okay, just technical thing. And the duration of mandate, it was required that it became 3 years, because this was mandated again by CERN, that all the mandates is 3 years. So imagine that I was proposing originally 1 year, but CERN proposed 3 years. So yeah, so these are the main things. The rest is detailed, but you can I will circulate again this version, which is the not particularly changed compared to what I circulated. And then you can either I will leave, let's say, 1 week for comments, and then if I receive no major comments, I will ask for the vote of the version that I circulated. That's it.
Is it written up somewhere on which money these financial boards have to decide? Is this just a common fund which doesn't yet exist, or is it more?
You mean the resource board or the
Yeah, what
fine?
are the resources of the collaboration? Is
I
this
think
def
that
is this
there is
defined
also,
somewhere?
if we have no common funds and no common structure, no common facility, no common activity, so no common money, the resources board, I suppose, will just oversight the work packages and deliverables and so on.
Yeah.
But it's required by the MOU. We cannot do without.
By
And there
the
is an
way,
annex that lists all the resources, which right now are nothing. But
okay, fine.
oversee,
So it's
oversee.
defined that there's,
In an annex, yes.
because for instance, I mean, I'm joining this without explicitly looking at a funding agency. I can bring in my own money, yeah. So I'm not able to nominate a funding agency representative. I'm not sure if every group has to say I belong to funding agency A, B, or C.
I think that Valtteri would be wise to include, even if in a no footnote, the definition of funding agency that is in the memorandum of understanding.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
Because as it was said, if my legal people have to sign this, they will look whether there are commitments which have to be fulfilled, and in particular financial commitments. And this paragraph, of course, looks like there's money which may be collected, and then they get nervous. So it must be made clear somewhere that at this point of time, you don't request money except maybe 1,000 euros for a common fund, not more.
So, Peter, it is important that you remember that this is just a paragraph in the memorandum of understanding, a section in the memorandum.
Yeah.
So the real thing, commitment, which has to be signed is the rest of the memorandum of understanding. You should read that. And that one was already submitted for comments several times, and it's going, as I said, to be signed by the CERN, head of research.
Yeah, okay.
If I may, this sentence say that the resource board oversees the resources. It doesn't say manages the resources. So overseeing, I think, means that even if you put your resources of which you have complete control and nobody can question what you do with these resources, you just inform the resource board of these resources, and we know that there are some amount of money that come from your institution involved in this activity. It's not that we decide what to do. You decide. You own the money. We just oversee. I think the resource board just oversees. So it's a light. I mean, if they wrote managers, that would be much stronger, I think. So for the common fund, I think managers. Maybe we can specify this, that for common fund, managers, but for the rest, just oversees.
Yeah, because the commitment is on the deliverables as usual. So that's the idea. The oversight is on the workflow through towards the deliverables.
Are resources interpreted just like money, or maybe it is infrastructure and
Oh, it's
organize meeting organizing? We will collect some money to organize a meeting, for instance.
We will not be able to collect money unless we have a common fund. So that's the only way which is foreseen.
Yeah. So what you're saying, the resource are money, and that's it.
No, I think that the resources are both money and people, FTEs. If we had an annex with common infrastructure, that would also be a resource. But we don't have our annex for a common facilities, it's empty. Our annex for common money is empty. And we only have the deliverables with the committed resources that are both money and people from each institution, that, of course, as Walter was saying, are managed by the individual institutions, but overseen, overviewed by the resource board.
Yeah, I think because since the resource board have to report to the
We have actually Walter in this moment
other.
has a very heavy duty. He has to fill a form which is equal for all CERN experiments every 6 months or every year. I don't remember. Walter, you remember that you have to fill a form
Every 6 months.
Every 6 months. And the way the resource coordinator can fill that form is through this resource board that reports to the resource coordinator.
And these have to be reported to the Finance Review Committee.
Of CERN, which is one committee on the top of all.
Yes, which includes director.
All the experiments.
And yes.
So CERN wants to control, to check everything, and in order to be able to review the experiments and their capability of reaching the objectives. But there is no management of that money unless there is a common fund or common infrastructure.
But it's not that difficult from, it's not that different from experiments, because
it's exactly as in every other experiment.
The board, the finance board, or whatever it's called, does not manage the money. The money is managed by the individual funding agency that they build the different detectors. It just oversees, except for the common fund.
Yes, it's like in every other experiment.
Every other experiment. Okay, so that's it. And so the next step will be some offline vote and the structuring of this finance resource board. We have to define this resource, and then at some point we'll have to sign this MOU, but the time is unknown. Juliana, Roxanne, you want to add anything else?
Not on this subject. I think you have a third point on the agenda. Fourth point, the logo.
Ah, but the logo maybe for next time. We discuss, now we have 5 minutes past four and some people already left, so.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. And see you next time.
So, excuse me, just a small announcement. I remind you that we have a collaboration meeting in the week of February 10, February 11. We are proceeding with the, we have already reserved the rooms, and we are proceeding also to a pre-booking of hostel rooms. Very soon we will give an announcement for a registration page, and it will be very important that all your groups register as soon as possible so that we can count heads and organize better the meeting. Thank you.
Excuse me, what does it mean, pre-booking the hostel?
We will ask the hostel to keep some, give a number of rooms for us to...
This means that we have to make reservations through the collaboration, or?
I think you will have a link from the registration page. It's, the secretary is taking care of that, so I don't know the details, but I think you will have a link from the registration page in order to
yeah, I understand.
Make
okay.
use of these rooms, yes. Thank you. Okay, thank you, and bye-bye. See you in February.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.